country's final hour.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again
next time on Viewpoint
as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
And corruption caused by things like...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views because it's Open Line Wednesday. And so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I had thought, I watched the news this evening, and they were talking about the sequester. And the sequester is suddenly where we're going to begin cutting federal spending. Yes, sirree, we spend $3.6 trillion, and they're going to cut about $85 billion, about 2.5% of these spending. And, of course, about half of that's going to be in the military and half is going to be in the regular budget. And they're just telling us that, oh, all these people are going to be put out of their jobs. And, oh, we're going to have to stop fueling our aircraft carriers. And, oh, all these people are going to have to take cutbacks in their pay dramatically. And the people in the Pentagon are going to have to actually give up one day a week. And that's going to cut their income 20%. And the sky is going to fall in. And everything is going to go from bad to worse because, of course, we're going to try to cut spending, and we can't possibly do that. We're going to have to make other arrangements. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there are people who want to destroy our economy. And, of course, we've talked in the past about Cloward and Piven, and you can look this up on the Internet. Cloward, C-L-O-W-A-R-D, and Piven. And they were two communists writing back in 1966, and I believe it was in the Nation magazine, just saying, we can destroy this nation. All we have to do is just spend it into oblivion, and that's exactly what Barack Obama is doing. But remember that George W. Bush was doing that before then, and Barack Obama and George Bush are simply fronts for the Trilateral Commission, this small group of very wealthy people that really want to destroy this nation, and they want, of course, to establish a dictatorship, which is why, of course, they want, of course, at the present time, they're talking so very, very much about the importance of getting the weapons away from the people. You don't need weapons to defend yourself, we're told. Oh, just have a shotgun there. But you don't need any sort of a weapon to defend yourself. And you know why this is? Because they want a dictatorship in America. They want a dictatorship under their control, and this is the way we're heading. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 468-295. Pardon me, and we'll be back in just a moment here.
Far across the sea, let us swim.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we've got Janae on the line from the Tri-Cities up in Washington. And hi, Janae, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine. Now, what would you like to talk about? And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, but you go right ahead.
Okay, now this is going to be probably a crazy question, but I was on the Internet looking at, like, the signs of the times and on YouTube and looking at things, and there's this thing that I guess started, I believe, from what I'm gathering, in 2011, but there's people all over the world with their cameras. I don't know if it's a hoax or maybe if you heard of this, but they're hearing these strange sounds, and they keep looking up in the sky, and they say that it's like a metallic grinding, but it sounds like a horn, but then yet it's a grinding, screeching sound. And then scientists, there was a scientist guy on there saying that it could be just the core of the center of the Earth. And I don't understand all this, but he says that it's bounced, that sound from the center of the Earth, because all the earthquakes are bouncing from, you know, our atmosphere back down so we can hear it. So I'm wondering, did you hear anything about that? Because I thought that was strange.
No, I don't know anything at all about it. Pastor Billy sort of mentioned something about that. Hang on here. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
The state of Washington, and she wanted to ask if I knew anything about these strange sounds that people all across the world claim they're hearing. And well, I really don't know much about it, but I do know there are lots of strange things happen. I do know that there's a scientist back at Harvard University, a member of the staff there, who has recorded over 5,000 instances of people being abducted, who claim they've been abducted by some sort of a strange of creatures, strange vehicles. And I do know there are a lot of people who claim that they've had suddenly these chips injected into them, and there's one podiatrist who's actually removed 16 or 17 of them. And certainly if you get the DVDs we carry by Lynn Marzulli, you'll see the interviews with this podiatrist who's removed these chips. And these are certainly not made of any mineral we know here on Earth. I got a call just yesterday from a friend of mine, Doug Millar, who was asking if I knew anybody who took out the chips. He knows a number of people who have chips and want to get rid of them. So I gave him L.A. Marzulli's number. All sorts of strange things are happening that certainly do not make any sense. I mean, certainly, if you heard our program last night with Tom Horn, Tom was saying that he believes that the new Pope, when he comes in, is going to tell people about the extraterrestrial beings that are out there and that aren't real, because I don't believe they're real at all. But apparently the new Pope is going to make that sort of a statement. And when you're a Catholic, you have to, of course, believe what you think, everyone the Pope says. I do believe that there are beings, but I believe, of course, they're from the other dimension. I believe there's a spiritual dimension. I believe that there are demonic beings out there. I believe there are angelic beings as well, and I believe there's a battle between them. And I believe, of course, we are sort of caught in the middle of this spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, it's open lines. But right now we have Bob calling from Spokane. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Oh, super, Dr. Stan. So nice to talk to you. There's so many issues going on. You don't know where to start. You know, the Vatican being hit twice by lightning, I thought was quite interesting.
That was fast. Did you hear the program last night with Tom Horn?
I did.
And that was one of the most fascinating programs. In fact, that would be a tape of the month. But I really do believe that there are all sorts of supernatural things happening today. I mean, the fact that certainly the Vatican would be hit once by lightning would be, it happened. It wouldn't be very likely. It's just coming at the time when Pope Benedict is resigning. But hit twice by lightning, I mean, that is certainly, well, chances are maybe one in a 20 or 30 million or 50 million, something like that. But I think we're going to see all sorts of supernatural things. I don't know what their significance is, but I do believe we're moving towards a climax of civilization. Anyway, they're exciting times to live, even more exciting times to know the Lord. Go right ahead, Bob.
Amen, brother. But, you know, that meteorite's another thing. It's about the same time. Two of them together, and then all those little things. It's like little warnings.
I think you're absolutely right. I wouldn't disagree with you at all. And our job, of course, is to try to reach people and get them to understand that the story of the Bible is true and the prophecies have come to pass. And basically, of course, if there's any credence to be put into in the prophecy of St. Malachi going back to the 1100s, it is that this next pope will be the last pope who will actually usher in the coming of the Antichrist. Now, you have to understand that the Pope is not the Antichrist. He may well be the false prophet, because we have, just as we have a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, so we have Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. And we have a Holy Trinity, and we have an unholy Trinity. And I don't think it is very, very significant, the fact that there's a great hall over there in the Vatican, I've been told. And, of course, where they have all the pictures of all the popes, and they're all on the walls, and there's just one more opening, and that's for the next pope, the one who's going to be elected here early in March.
That's right. You know, if I could ask my wife, my wife calls up, she does the poems with you once in a while, you know.
Okay, fine.
But anyway, my grandson has pneumonia, and if I could just spread a word to the loving faithful out there. His name is Tareem, and just the power of prayer. He's battling, but he's fine. But, the power of prayer is so good. And Dr. Stan, you're a son of liberty, man. You're the best. And I, God bless you, and I thank you for all what you do, my friend.
Well, God
and
bless
your beautiful wife.
I appreciate your words of encouragement, but please get some vitamin D3 for your son.
I know. I told my daughter that.
Well, basically, explain to her.
She's been lacking that.
Explain to her.
Exactly.
Explain to her the reason that we get the colds and flu. The better time is because we don't have the sunlight. And basically, of course, they don't get this colds and flu this time down in Australia. They get it 6 months from now when they're having the winter and they don't have the sunlight. And vitamin D and sunlight go together. So anyway, if you can get him to get her to get it for her son, your grandson.
I got your grandson yesterday.
Okay.
6 months old. She hasn't been taking them. And if you nurse and you don't take your D3, I gave her a bottle.
Okay.
And she didn't, dad doesn't know. Dad, you know how dads are. They don't know nothing.
Okay.
I told them to buy gold at 800 an ounce. They never listened to me.
Well,
God bless America and Alex Jones. One quick thing, Dr. Stan. All the local Spokane listeners, we need to contact Tom Reed and ask him why he's not carrying Alex Jones on this channel.
All right.
Dr. Stan is one of the founding fathers. We need Alex Jones on this network. All you locals, call Tom Reed or email him at KTW. I hope I'm not bugging anything, but we need to have the more folks woke up, the more people woke up, the more chance we have to battle to beat the evil one.
Amen.
The brotherhood of darkness, my friend.
God bless you. Thanks very much for calling.
You bet.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, that was Bob calling from Spokane. And, of course, we have, hopefully, we'll be having Bob from Tri-Cities on. My wife's talking to Bob from Tri-Cities. But if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If something you'd like to talk about, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because that's what our open line programs are all about. I'm just sharing ideas and things that I think will help you. But I do believe, of course, we're moving into a time unlike any time we've had before and during your lifetime. And I think we're going to see more and more of truly supernatural events. And certainly if you listened to that program last night with Tom Horn, and if you didn't, it'll be archived up on our program at RadioLiberty.com. But it's certainly not only the prophecies of St. Malachi going back to at least 1100, and then, of course, they were rewritten and released by the Vatican about 1500. But apparently their writings in the Zohar, the Jewish mysticism, journals of Jewish mysticism or chronicles of Jewish mysticism going back 700 years, talking about this very time in history and how, of course, the evil one was going to be coming forward at this time. Well, let's go to Bob calling from Tri-Cities. And hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. Praise God for you and trust you're doing well.
Well, I'm doing just great. I have so much to be thankful for, and just I appreciate the fact that I have that voice at a time like this, and I appreciate all the people who do help and support us maintain that voice, and Tom Reed is so good to have us on his network, and we're on a couple of other networks this time of evening, so we are reaching people. What can we do for you? Do you have something you'd like to talk about?
I have a question, Dr. Stan. The other day, I only had bits and pieces of your program, and I heard you mention something about, there was something positive that you mentioned about the University of Washington. And I thought, if you don't mind telling us again what that was about.
Well, it was about my best friend is an orthodontist. Oh, but of course, he was born and raised in Washington. He went to the university there, and I think he got his dental degree from there. Oh, but we had lunch together, and it was probably, 8 years ago, something like that, maybe 10 years. And he brought me the bulletin that was put out by the University of Washington, and basically it was their alumni bulletin, and basically it said that they'd been doing research, or their scientists who worked for the university had been doing research on cell phones, and they felt that there was a definite relationship between cell phones and cancer and other diseases, and that cell phones were not healthy. But when it became apparent that they were going to actually publish this in journals, scientific journals, they were actually threatened, and I assume by the government, and told under no circumstances to allow that information to go out. And certainly, because government gives so many grants to universities, they really depend upon government grants. And to the credit of the administration at the University of Washington, they published the material, and they actually wrote it up in their alumni bulletin and sent it out all across the country. Now, that gave me an advanced knowledge on cell phones. You know, it's so difficult to believe that cell phones could be harmful. Well, there's so much work now. In fact, we did a program in the afternoon about 2 days ago.
Yes.
And I don't know if you heard that. But
yes, I did. Uh-huh.
And this gentleman goes all over the world talking about the danger of Wi-Fi, microwave radiation, cell phones, and even the fact that even if the cell phone is turned off in your pocket, it will still, of course, be harmful for you. And certainly we know that all the studies have come out now that show that if you carry a cell phone on your belt or in your pocket, with men it'll decrease the sperm count 50%, and the sperm that survive, why many of them are deformed, and of course if they are used, if they should impregnate an ovum, why they'll lead to a deformed child. They are poisoning us. They know what they're doing. They're doing everything they can to conceal this. And then, of course, now, of course, we're going to have all of our children very soon in all of our schools will be having laptop computers. Yeah. They'll be sitting in front of those laptop computers, and the little girl's ovaries will be damaged intentionally. And this is going to start in kindergarten. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning our children. That's what it's really all about. Yeah. And we should be furious. But, of course, most people have no idea, which is why I do what I do. Well, hang on there. Hang on. We'll be back in a moment. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, right here at Fraser Liberty.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And Cindy, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and it's open lines. And suddenly, let me, if you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call. We have Carolyn on the line from Spokane. Hi, Carolyn. What would you like to talk about?
Yes, I would like to talk about the judges. They make a remark about how they need to clean the judges out. First of all, the people have to pay attention. As individuals, you have the power to vote the decision to vote for the public judges in the lower court. You need to call and find out where they are, who they are, and then check your voter's pamphlet, and then you can check in the PDC for public disclosure of who's funding them, and in the law library you can check on the people, where they came from, how they got to be judged, the lawyers and law people. And you can tell your elected officials on the hotline whether you want to have those people become judges at the Supreme Court level. You have the right to take care of this yourself, and there are volumes available where attorneys are employed and who they are. You do not have to accept what the judges are being put in, but it is all done through the Republic, your Democrat, your Republic people that are elected to the office to watch over these things for you, and they put it on television when they're reviewing the people who are campaigning or want to become judges. So I don't see any reason to tear apart the judicial system. You have to start doing your part as a considerate, as a citizen.
Well, I certainly agree with you, Carolyn, but I think that there has to be some sort of organizations of groups
there
here in
is.
California. Why, there some years is. Ago, there was an organization, and they wanted to get rid of it. Of course, I think about five judges were coming up for re-election at the state level here in California, and there was a group that got together, and they said, look, three of these are bad, here's who they are, and vote them down. And they got the information out in a coordinated manner, and we got rid of some of those corrupt judges, and you really need to get somebody up there in Washington to do the same thing, and they're going to have to be helped and financed. But I think it's vitally important, because when you have a unjust judicial system, or you have an unjust society. And unfortunately, now that we've taken God and prayer and morality out of our schools and ultimately out of our law schools and out of our courts, we have a corrupt judicial system. I share your concern, and I just hope that, of course, people will give serious consideration to what you said. But I also hope there'll be some people who take the positions of leadership to try to get rid of the bad judges. Go ahead. Anything else, Carolyn?
Yes. Also, the fact that people are unaware of what whooping cough really is. It's a histamine reaction in the body. And there are several ways people get this, and it isn't from what everybody's talking about. And the vaccines, if you've looked it up, the vaccines that have anything to do with whooping cough, they put formaldehyde, formic acid, oxalic acid, all the things that are very toxic to the human body. You better start looking at the vaccines, because they're very toxic, and people need to look them up, because they're not being told the truth about the vaccines. They do not help people. They are toxic and waste and very hard on the body.
Well, I think that unfortunately some of the vaccines have done a great deal of good, and because they did do a great deal of good, now they've expanded the vaccine programs and now they're doing harm. Certainly the original smallpox vaccine was an amazing thing. The polio vaccine was amazing, except that it had a cancer virus in it. Far more people have died of the cancer from the cancer virus. In fact, it is still 30 million Americans are infected with that virus. It goes from father to from mother to their children, and the millions have died and will die of that cancer virus. Unfortunately, they knew the cancer virus was there, and they gave it. And the only explanation is they wanted to kill the people They knew exactly what they're doing, and this is all covered in a book called The Health Century, published by the government of all things. The Health Century, you can get that book through us, and although it tells you all the wonderful things they've done, I will admit that the author, Edward Shorter, did a wonderful job telling the truth about the polio vaccine you will never read elsewhere. And if you'd like to get the book, give it to second hand, but 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why some people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's Open Line Wednesday, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295, and we'd love to hear from you. Well, basically, of course, we had Carolyn calling in talking about vaccines, and I think you have to understand that when you discuss vaccines, you have to admit that some of them have really had an impact, and we've changed the pattern of disease in America. We don't see certainly the tremendous epidemics of measles and mumps and whooping cough that we did. We don't see the smallpox. We don't see the epidemics of polio. And aren't these things wonderful? And, well, in some respects, they are. But the difficulty is, of course, what we do see is an awful lot of people with hyperimmunity. And one in about every eight children has asthma, and one in every 10 children has multiple allergies, skin allergies, other types of allergies, the incidence of autoimmune diseases and rheumatoid arthritis, and juvenile diabetes, and a multitude of autoimmune diseases has sprung up, and you did not see them, or you saw them only very, very rarely before we started having vaccines programs. It is because the vaccinations change your immune response. They totally alter the way you respond. And of course, in the military, where the young men were forced to take multiple vaccinations at one time, many of them, and I'm talking about really literally millions of the victims of these vaccine programs in the military, have permanent altered immunity and immune responses. My son is one of them, and of course, he developed severe asthma. He's allergic to so many food products and MSG and other things in food. And when he first came home back about 1992 from the military, I mean, he just could hardly eat anything. He almost died a number of times of respiratory failure. Fortunately, he's cured, and well, I shouldn't say he's cured, but he's improved dramatically. But this is what we're doing with these vaccine programs. Furthermore, they have intentionally put cancer viruses into the vaccines. There was a cancer virus in the original polio vaccine. Now we could say, well, how do you know it was intentional? Maybe it was just there by accident. Well, if it was just there by accident, why? When they knew there was a cancer virus in the original polio vaccine, did they continue giving the virus? Now, if you doubt that, did they continue giving the vaccine? If you doubt that story, why, it's written up in a book called The Health Century, written by Edward Shorter, actually published under the auspices of the National Institute of Health. And most of the book tells about all the wonderful things the government did. But Edward Shorter was an honest individual, and he actually put down the truth about the virus in the polio vaccine. And when they knew it was there, it was going to produce cancer, they continued giving the vaccine, and they allowed the companies to use up their existing stocks of it. And today, 30 million Americans carry that cancer virus, and many of them have developed cancer. And it goes from mothers to their children, and we will never get this out of the gene pool. And this is the direct result of the activities of public health officials who knew there was a cancer virus in the vaccine, and allowed, of course, the vaccine manufacturers to distribute the rest of it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. In addition, of course, they have used the vaccination programs to disseminate contraceptives without the knowledge of people, of women. In fact, over in the Philippines, in Kenya, and in two or three other countries, they offered free vaccine shots, to women of childbearing age. Now, why would the people offer vaccine shots not to men, but just to women of childbearing age? And, well, the doctors were a little suspicious, and justifiably so. They had, of course, the vaccine checked. And what do you think they found? There were contraceptives in them. And so that the women could not conceive and would abort their children. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they killed millions of unborn children with the vaccines designed to create abortions. So basically, can you really trust them? Nothing was ever done to the wicked people who did that. And when I've talked to people, you know, involved in vaccine manufacturers, the people who are really, of course, believe in vaccines, and I brought this subject up, immediately the conversation either ends or they simply hang up on me. The last thing they want to do is admit that they're harming people. And then, of course, they put the mercury in the vaccines. They put aluminum in the vaccines. They put formaldehyde in the vaccines and aspartame and MSG and other things, supposedly to make them more reactive so they work better. But actually, it's so that you will have suddenly decreased fertility in both male and women. Because basically, the major thrust of the people who rule the world is to limit the population of the world, and they're using vaccines to do it. And basically, of course, we know very well that the certainly the fertility rates are falling and falling dramatically. Oh, we're told people have decided not to have children, and that's not it at all, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, you go to Europe today, and certainly in France and in Italy, birth rate is 1.2 children per family. You need 2.1 children per family to reproduce the family. In Germany, it's 1.4 children per family. In Japan, it's 1.2 children per family. In Russia, it's 1.2 children per family. In Russia, they're actually paying couples to have children, and they're subsidizing those children. Why? Because they know that their population is dying off. It's dying off in Europe. It's dying off in Russia. It's dying off in Japan. And Japan's going to be a basket case. They have far more older people retired than they do have young people coming into the labor force. And 50 years from now, why? Because Japan as a nation will be destroyed, as will Europe. And the Muslims are moving in there. They're having children. They're not taking the vaccines. They know what it's doing. But the average individual in Europe and Japan, and even here in the United States, does not understand. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. How do we know that there's a relationship between asthma and allergies and autoimmune disease and vaccines? Well, because, of course, the children don't take them. And there are a lot of children where parents have learned what's really going on and refuse to be bulldozed into giving their children vaccines by the physicians or public health officials or school officials. But we know, certainly, that we have the Amish children and we have the Mennonite children, and they don't take the vaccines, and they don't come down very, very rarely where you see asthma or tropical allergies or autoimmune disease or type 1 diabetes in these children coming from families where they do not vaccinate them. This is criminal activity, ladies and gentlemen, and this should be brought out and but nobody's talking about it. And why doesn't Rush Limbaugh tell you? Well, because Rush Limbaugh gets $40 or $50 million a year not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth. And most of what Rush Limbaugh says is great. I mean, he's a wonderful entertainer. And I love to hear from him. And so much of what he says about what's going on politically and philosophically is right. But on the really important issues like this, he's not going to tell you the truth. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And you'll have to understand that in the mainline talk radio programs, the people have paid fabulous salaries not to reveal, but to conceal the truth from the American people. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday, and of course, we'd love to hear what you have to say if you have a question or comment about what's going on today. But certainly the health of our people is declining. Certainly the fertility of our people is declining. And basically, of course, we talk about, oh, well, how the reproduction rate in America is 1.2 children per family. I should say the reproduction rate in America is 2.1 children per family. But what they don't tell you is in the white population, the reproduction rate is 1.62 or 1.63 children per family. In other words, it takes 2.1 children per family to reproduce. We're not reproducing the white population. And, of course, the only thing that's keeping the population is the fact that we have a lot of the Hispanics coming in. We have people coming in from other countries. And, of course, the black population is still, many of the black families have lots of children in them. But even in the black population and even the Hispanic population, they've been here for a time. Why, of course, the birth rate begins to fall. And that's because we're simply systematically poisoning the people. Well, let's go to Ken, who's calling us from Illinois. Hi, Ken. Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. You mentioned Hispanics coming in from other countries. Well, 80% of illegals coming in the United States are from Mexico, and I believe the president recently announced that we're going to have more comprehensive preschool, and we're going to raise the minimum wage up to $9.25. Now, that's all being done for illegals, see, We're going to make you a citizen. We're going to take care of your little babies. You can go to work for $9 an hour. Because in Mexico City, the average person who has a weekly job, they make $64 a week. And on another item I wanted to mention...
Well, before you leave that, let me just point out one thing. The reason that we are desperate to have the illegals coming in from Mexico is because we've killed off 54 million unborn American children. If those children were here, we would not having to bring in all the people from other countries. If we did not have all the welfare programs to provide food stamps for 47 million people, why these people would work? But why should you work when you can get food stamps, when you can get welfare subsidies, when you can get free medical care? Why should you work when the government's providing all of these benefits for you and your children? And because we provide the benefits, then, of course, we have to bring in the people from south of the border, and they're hard workers. They want to, I understand why they better live a life, but, of course, this is going to bankrupt our nation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Ken.
Well, I'd like to recommend a guest, Dr. Stan. The book is called Ike's Bluff. And the subtitle is President Eisenhower's Secret Battle to Save the World. Now, back during the 50s, we know that Russia, they announced, I believe it was 1949, that they now have a nuclear or a hydrogen bomb. So during all that time, the 50s, obviously the early 60s, Russia was our biggest threat, and being a wise, sagacious man, as President Eisenhower was, he knew that we had to have some kind of detente with Russia, with Khrushchev, and he was making plans to meet with him, and, well, anyway, one of our spy planes got shot down. But the CIA... according to Evan Thomas, the author of this book, Ike's Bluff, he said that the CIA told President Eisenhower that don't worry about this secret spy plane flying over Russia because Russia doesn't have sophisticated enough missiles to shoot it down. They can't reach up that high. And that was a lie. So to me, it looks like the CIA trying to saboteur, you know, the peace agreements here with the most powerful country in the world. And then you look at today where you have Benghazi, where we have dead American officials. Where was the CIA?
I think you have to realize that Benghazi is simply a diversion. Four people died of Benghazi. We have killed 70,000 innocent civilians in Syria with the terrorists that we finance and train and financially support. So basically, I mean, Benghazi is a minor incident, but we keep focusing attention on that. Why don't we hear every day about the 70,000 innocent civilians we've killed in Syria? And we're talking about within the last year. Why don't we ever talk about that? As far as Russia is concerned, we financed Russia from its inception. We gave them the plans for the nuclear weapons. We actually provided the nuclear materials so they could build the nuclear weapons. And most of this idea that Russia is a threat has been contrived. Why? Because we have to have an enemy. If we didn't have an enemy, how would you rally the people behind the government? How would you justify the CIA? And I will tell you that the CIA is not the friend of America. It's certainly the tool of the internationalists. But anything else you want to say before I let you go?
No, Dr. Stan, you're exactly right, sir. Thank you.
God bless, and thanks very much. Let's go to Ruby, who's calling us from Live Oak. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And ladies and gentlemen, we installed a Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro didn't win the Cuban Revolution. He didn't have the support of the Cuban people. They didn't want a communist dictatorship. We put Fidel Castro in power, and if you doubt that, you need to see the DVD we offer called The World Revolution. It's my interview with Earl Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution, who will tell you he knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The State Department knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The CIA knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The president knew Fidel Castro was a communist, and that was, of course, Dwight Eisenhower. And we put him in power. and then read David Rockefeller's memoirs, and he'll tell you how his daughters go down to visit good old Fidel, and how Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller. It's called Memoirs. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Hey, Ruby, how are you doing?
Well, I could be better. I got a bit of a cold.
And you are not taking enough vitamin D3?
Actually, I'm taking 4 to 6 of them a day right
okay,
now.
Okay, good for you. But what is the dose on each one?
I think they're, 5,000? 5,000, yeah, I think.
Okay, if you're taking a 4,000 or 5,000, that's good. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I listened this afternoon at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock to your show with Tom Horn, who is absolutely fascinating. Well, I didn't really know because I don't have TV and I don't have a computer and I don't really know what's going on in the world unless I listen to you. I didn't know anything about the new Pope or anything like that. But I do have a lot of friends who are Catholic and even family members who are Catholic. And as a matter of fact, I called someone. There's the music.
Go right ahead.
Okay, I called someone who is very knowledgeable about this, and she's Catholic, and she said she knew all about the prophecies of Saint Malachi, but she said it doesn't matter what those prophecies are, that there will be another pope, and if that one dies, there will be another pope after that. She really believes that. But I was fascinated by what you said, that there's only space in that room for a picture of one more pope. I mean, I think you're absolutely right that these are exciting times, but this was all fascinating to me. But I did want to make one comment. Tom Horn is absolutely right when he says that there are many people, including his friend Michael Brown, who are really, really deeply spiritual.
Hold the thought.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health, and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature. Energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try ProPax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today. From the mountains, from the prairies.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're wrapped up the program. We just have our friend Tony from the San Jose on the line. Tony, parting thought, because we're going to have to let you go.
I think next month could get really weird.
Well, I think it really could, too, but I hope you continue listening. I hope you'll encourage others to listen and try to get people to actually. We carry that book, Petrus Romanus. It's well worthwhile listening to, well worthwhile reading, and we're going to be offering that interview with Tom Horn. That'll be a special offering through Radio Liberty. Vitally important at this time. God bless, and thanks so much, Tony.
Good night.
Well, good night, and this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, why, we'd love to hear from you. You can certainly subscribe to our newsletter and join the Radio Liberty family, or certainly you can, if you have something to advertise with us, or if you'd like to get the products we have, or get a copy of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or hopefully still, you'll want to get a case of the books, and we'll be offering them for another couple of weeks, and then we're just going to go ahead and do the printing on it, but we still... we're almost halfway through having enough people to get the book reprinted, and we'll just go ahead and do it. Won't print as many copies, but the important thing is this would be an excellent weapon to give to people to try to make them understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it's a spiritual battle, and there really is a supernatural dimension out there. And if you have any question about that, you need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, because, of course, it will take you into population control, but it will also take you into the spiritual component of what's going on today, which most people really don't understand. And unless you understand there's a spiritual forces behind everything going on today, there really is another dimension. Certainly, Tom Horn was saying that the new Pope is going to announce that there are certainly supernatural beings from other planets. And, of course, both Tom and I believe they're supernatural beings, but they are not from other planets. They're from another dimension, and there is another dimension. There's a spiritual dimension. It's always been there, and it is there now, and it's going to be playing an increasingly important part in the unfolding of events in the coming months and years. Well, Sydney, our telephone number is 1-888-24. Our telephone number to get the books and the tape sets is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can go there and you can certainly watch our DVDs. You can listen to our programs on the internet there. And certainly we have 4 hours of live radio you can hear. We also have basically 2 hours that you can actually listen to on a telephone. We have actually, you can hear this, our programs on iPad, iPhone. Basically, of course, you can listen to our archive programs 24 hours a day. What a wonderful means to reach people electronically, which we've never had before. So go to our website. It's radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to tell others about our program. Try to get them to listen. And a lot of people are just so busy. But if they understand, of course, that their very future and the future and safety of their family is at stake, perhaps you can talk them into listening. We must get people to understand what is really going on today. The America we've known in the past that I was raised in no longer exists. And the America we live in today is going to change and change dramatically. I think there's going to be increasing tempo of violence. I think we're going to begin to see the breakdown of the structure of our society. I think we're down the line, we're going to see the collapse of our currency. And of course, most people are going to end up being impoverished. If we have an EMP attack, and we do have a great deal of material on that, why, of course, we could lose 90% of our population within 6 to 12 months. We could lose 90% of our population in 6 to 12 months. Get the DVD and the 4-CD set on an EMP attack. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. We'll be back in just a moment here for another fascinating program. As we raise Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And basically, this next hour, we're going to be talking about the progressive destruction of the moral fabric of our society. When I was a young boy going to school, the grammar school, high school, and, you know, in high school, why, of course, there might be one or two girls who were pregnant out of the class of 1,000 students. It was very unusual. Kids did not have premarital sex. Certainly, girls dressed properly. Boys certainly did not ordinarily take advantage of girls. And certainly, we had an entirely different society. But there's been an organized, coordinated effort to break down the moral fabric of our society. It went right along with taking God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. This had nothing to do with the wall of separation between church and state and the Constitution. There were people who wanted to destroy the moral fabric of our society. And using certainly our schools, and today, of course, if you're 8 or 9 or 10 years of age, little girl, you can get contraceptives used from the school nurse without the knowledge of your parents. Today, certainly, why, of course, 40% of our children are born out of wedlock. 70% of black children are born out of wedlock. And basically, of course, today, why, of course, the moral fabric of our society is terrible. Almost half of Christian marriages end in divorce. And of course, it'd be much higher in the non-Christian community, except the people don't even bother to get married. They just live together. And the moral fabric, which once, of course, was the hallmark of America, has changed. And today we are under constant barrage of efforts to destroy the moral fabric of our society. Look at television and look at these girls with their boobs hanging out, certainly, and their short skirts and the pelvic manipulation and rhythmic, certainly, response that they have. And it's all designed to stimulate the sexual impulses of both men and women. Well, we're going to be talking now with Floyd Taylor about the recent Super Bowl game and, of course, the halftime entertainment, which was totally vulgar, was aimed at demoralizing our society. But there were all sorts of occult symbolism there, and Floyd has written an extensive treatise. He put it up on the internet. I read it, and I said, I want to get Floyd onto our program and let our listeners understand how they would even use a football game to try to undermine the moral fabric of our society. Floyd, thank you very much for being with us.
Good evening.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in studying this sort of thing and the occult implications of what they had at the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Well, now, speak right up. Don't be bashful.
Okay. I have, there's a scripture. Let me give you a scripture that's in the Bible that's very important for this time. It's Jeremiah 50:38. In there, it's talking about the Babylon, the kingdom of Babylon, that was, you know, the world system, you might call it today, great city of the world. And it's very interesting because what it says is in there, it says a drought is against her waters and they will be dried up. But the important thing is, it says, for it is the land of carved images and they are insane with their idols. And that is really what you're seeing. You're seeing a movement of the devil, or you might say it's a movement in the people. It's a cultural change that they're trying to bring upon them.
And basically, one time they never would have allowed anything like that halftime program at the Super Bowl. I mean, certainly the federal communication would have put a stop to it, but that's no longer the case. There's an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society. Our guest is Floyd Taylor. Hang on, Floyd. We'll be back as soon as we're through this break.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Floyd Taylor. We're talking about certainly the entertainment at the halftime at the Super Bowl. Now, basically, we call it entertainment, but basically there was a message behind that, and it was very, very clear. I mean, it was, if you look at it, a lot of people say, well, it was in poor taste, but there was far more to it than that. Floyd, you pick up the story.
Okay, the halftime show was geared to a time of darkness, and it's implementing into our minds. They're basically putting things in place that have power upon you. They utilize these things, and they flash it into your mind by the activities that they do. But you will notice in the halftime show, the whole show of the Super Bowl was a converted effort to put into your mind a time of darkness is coming and a time of fire. And they use that implementation even into the short halftime show. People, when they saw the halftime show itself, they were very surprised how short it was this year.
And basically, Chris, but if you look back on it, all sorts of fire, I mean, fire here and fire there and fire, flame is shooting up. And certainly with this very attractive, very scantily clad woman there in the foreground, but go right ahead.
Yes, and that show that they, what they were doing with this was they were using a cult symbolism. You see the circle, you see the number, the numerology that they utilize.
And what about the triangle? Remember when she put her hands into the triangle? Go ahead.
Yes, and she, what they were implementing was all kinds of devil worshiping in this, and they're acknowledging the activities of Satan. They taking over of the world of Satan. They're promoting this activity of Satan being moved into that. And what the problem of it is when we do not try to discern these events that they're doing in this and the way that they're implementing the occult into this, the activities of the cult into this, the symbolism of the scantily clad woman, the fire that they do, but it was all done in a timing sequence, so they're indicating a time was coming for to implement Satan's rule on the world. And when they do that, you'll notice them using the finger with the three, they'll put their thumb and their first finger together, and they hold up the three fingers, which is saying 666, and they're doing this, and they put it over their eyes, so what they're saying is they want to, the world is in that. A halftime show, even the first show, for example, when they made it all black, she told the people, Beyonce asked the people to put their hand towards her. In other words, it's almost like the Hitler days when they're trying to salute, but she wanted to feel their energy. And people don't realize that when they went through the show and they had the occult symbolism activities that she did with the various acts, the circles and so on, and the way that they came into it, and the numerology of it, and so on. When she did all that, and then she asked them to hold their hands towards her, and she says, let me feel your energy. She was asking them to commit themselves. And they don't realize that when you go after the occult like this, and this occult is very openly done before you, when you see the blackness and the fire and the show and even the advertisements, where they if you notice in the advertisements, it was they even use devil, for example, ladies advertised. It was like St. George and the Dragon type style, where they're actually saying, well, the devil, he's coming in and trying to tempt you. But you can only move in the nation, move in the youth towards this activity. And you'll notice that it's been going on greater and greater. Even
but they do it so gradually. It changes so gradually. And it's such a subtle change, but each one is getting worse. It's never getting better. And basically, if you don't understand that you are being brainwashed, you do not understand what's happening. The average individual thinks that this is just entertainment. No, this is aimed at your heart, mind, and your soul. Go right ahead.
And it's a global event. You know, this year we've had last year's Roman-style Super Bowl halftime activity, and then we went to the Queen's Roman-style riverboat parade on the River Thames, and she had all the pagan idols on the front of her Roman rowboat and her Roman barge with the throne and so on. And then we come to the Olympics, and at the Olympic time, in the morning, had a bell-ringing ceremony that was dedicated. It even said work number 1197, but if people would pay attention to the numerology of that, what's the meaning of that? 1197, the work number 1197, which started at 8:12 in the morning, was a very interesting event because what it's saying is that number represents to serve the devil. In other words, it was doing and becoming demonized. And so every time they're bringing these things up, they're putting this forward. And if people watch the Olympic ceremony, it was filled with numerology like this and occultic worship and the fire and the work of the fire. And see, this Super Bowl activity this time, it's a process step that they're moving on. And they're bringing this deeper and deeper into us to where we just accept it. And we're coming into the fact that we're coming to a time of blackness and we're coming to a time of fire. And it's like, you know, the lady saying that the star saying, was it America in this one? The same problem that she did was that she sang a really weird song at the inauguration of President Obama. And it was all about fire, and it's all about destruction. And so these activities that they're moving on is guiding our hearts and our minds and our youth to just, this is normal, to have fire, to have people reaching out the energy towards somebody who's actually putting on an occultic service. Accept this in our hearts. This is the way the society is moving. It's very structured. It's very engineered. And it's like accepting us.
At a major church sometime in the next week or so. And, Chris, there's a terrible turmoil about this because the minister of this church has spoken out and said that homosexuality is wrong. And, of course, the whole theme on radio today or television is Tim Tebow should not go and speak at that church because, of course, the minister has said homosexuality is wrong and God doesn't approve of it. Well, the truth of the matter is homosexuality is wrong and God doesn't approve of it. And, of course, it spreads diseases. That's certainly, I know male homosexuals, lots of them. I've known them through the years. Many of them are wonderful, very warm, very capable, very intelligent people, but they're not happy. They're not happy at all with their lifestyle because they know in their heart it's wrong. The difficulty is, of course, that the average homosexual is not involved. There's just a small group of homosexual activists who are manipulating everything. And the ones that are out demonstrating, that's not the average homosexual. It is a small militant group who are doing everything they can to divide our country. And anyway, let's get back to Floyd. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But basically, there's an organized effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you think that God is going to put up with this indefinitely, I got news for you. We're in for some very real problems in the United States, which is why I believe America is not mentioned in prophecy. Go right ahead, Lord Floyd.
Yes, and we have to accept something very important here. Don't pay attention to seeing is the event of allowing the pagan idol worship. It has destroyed nations, and it's destroying America. People didn't probably notice in the advertising for like in a Jeep commercial during the Super Bowl, but if you looked on the hood of the Jeep that was picking up the soldiers and delivering to his home, when you looked at the circle on the hood of the Jeep, it was in the design of a goat head, and that's what they showed. It was the pentagram design in that circle that was on the Jeep. Things are just subtly put in front of us, and it's destroying our culture. Our kids think these are cool. So they had a movement this year with the movie actors and so forth, and they're encouraging them to put skulls. You see it in the movie Expendables and so on. They put skulls, and it's basically devil worshiping being put in front of our faces continually. And this thing about, like causing stadiums to go black, it's a very interesting thing. You can't prove that they did it on purpose, but it's very interesting, the numerology of with it. Even the 47 for the Super Bowl this year was very interesting because it was that number means abasement and submission and fool. It's a number for fools. And it's like they're treating us like fools. We're not opening our eyes and seeing what's in front of us.
My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Do you think that the Super Bowl halftime program was simply entertainment? Or do you think that they utilize this to program into our mind all sorts of sexual and occult concepts? And I would like to suggest that's exactly what's going on. That is what they do with television. Your mind is constantly being assaulted. And you're not even aware of this. That's the problem. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest is Floyd Taylor. We're talking about the Super Bowl halftime program. We'll be back in a moment.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature. energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try ProPax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Floyd Taylor. We're talking about the Super Bowl halftime program. We're talking about the way the television and certainly even some radio and their educational system is being used to undermine the fabric, the moral fabric of our society, and you destroy the moral fabric of our society, and you could be assured that one day God's judgment is going to come upon America. At one time we were the paragon of virtue and of morality, but that simply is the remembrance of things past. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Floyd is talking about the occult emblems and symbology there of the Super Bowl program, the fire, certainly the circles, the triangles, the various things that were done to which were representing occult concepts, which went right over the head of the average American, but were subconsciously programmed into their minds. Go right ahead, Floyd.
Just the show, it's interesting, all the lighting and everything. What you see is there's avenues of thought they're putting into the minds of people. And they had the symbol of fire, meaning something is going to happen and something's going to be manifested. And the manifestation that they're showing, a black... And then the other part that was throughout the show was continuous with the lighting to see that it was operated in a form where you had two faces facing each other. And they were, the actions of the singers and so forth was below this. So what you're seeing is you, it's a way of looking at man against, I mean, person against person, like a Civil War type event, or homosexuality, because it was a girl versus a girl. And I believe they were promoting both of those events in this show, because so much activity was in there. When you take, I mean, this whole show is orchestrated. Somebody's creating the entirety of the show. They're putting the advertisements in a certain way. They're bringing forth the stadium pictures of it. Like the Mercedes pictures showed that there was something powerful was going to happen that day. And then they show the stadium with the blackness behind it and then fire coming up around the edges of the stadium. Of course, this was the theme of Beyonce's show. And then it was also that the darkness went out of the stadium. And you wouldn't expect something like that to occur in such a show. I mean, to have that and not be able to explain it with all of the capabilities they had, and then to just say it was a circuit breaker later, that part doesn't make sense to the action of such an event, where so much care is taken into these events and so much effort and work and money put into it. But the thing with Beyonce's show part with the two ladies facing, it is like they're also saying the inner self is taking over, but they're controlling it to be independent. And it's a independence that's leading to a time of decision, and their decision that they're trying to get is man reasoning over God. In other words, they're telling that man's decision, man's way, is the successful way and not the opposite.
Well, our guest is Floyd Taylor. We're talking about the halftime Super Bowl program. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Paul calling from Galveston, Texas. Hi, Paul. How are you hearing us there? On the Internet?
On the Internet, yes, sir.
Okay, fine. Go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, mostly a comment. I agree with everything he's saying. And one thing, you know, the thought there is it's a ball game, as in B-A-A-L.
Yeah. Fine. A very good thought. And to us, for our listeners, of course, ball being the cult belief, go right ahead. Ball was an occult type of worship, but go ahead.
Well, you know, I have seen these symbols, and I noticed that as they pulled the Ten Commandments out of our courts and took prayer out of schools, that this is more prevalent. I can remember back, I'm an older man, I'm close to your age, Dr. Stan, and I can remember times that we said prayer in school every morning. And,
yes, I can remember that too. And when I was in grammar school, we had prayer in our schools, and we had Christmas presents. Now, basically, of course, we couldn't have Christmas presents in school today. That would violate the wall of separation between church and state. But Christmas is a holiday. So if it's a holiday, why can't we mention what it's all about? The birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that is because there's a conspiracy against God at the highest levels of our government. But the average individual doesn't understand that what is going on is a conscious, organized effort to destroy Christianity and replace it with another religion. We're going to be back in just a moment. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hang on, Paul. We'll be with you in just a moment right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith, and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest this evening, Floyd Taylor. We're talking about certainly the halftime program at the Super Bowl being used to undermine the moral fabric of our society, but then we're under attack all the time. And you all see these scantily dressed women, you know, almost a whole of them exposed. In the Muslim countries, they don't allow that. Why? Because they know it tends to actually stimulate men's sexual motivation. And certainly, although I certainly would never want to see our women having to wear a burqa, I do believe that moderate dress and moderate activity are certainly the proper approach rather than frank sexuality and frank exposure of the intricate parts of the private parts of our women. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Floyd.
I think one of the things that we have to understand is that a cult it's real. It actually does things. We sometimes just think, well, this is not important for us to understand what is happening, what is the truth, what is going on, what is the power that is being dwelled upon us. There was an architect for the Manitoba government building in Canada. And when he designed it very occultish. And he had architects in France that are skilled in this to oversee the design to confirm what he was doing. But his comment was that everybody that goes through this building will be changed by the building. And that's the same thing. When everybody comes into the stadium and we allow ourselves to be put under the, the occult power of the activities going on, we're allowing that to affect us. And then when we participate, and that's what they want you to do, they actually ask them, everybody, to pull out their hand. And we usually put out their right hand, which is supposed to be our hand for righteousness. Instead of, watching and being careful of what we're doing, we're enabling this power to come into us and corrode us. It's like rust coming on you. You start losing by inch, the great spirituality that you have gets thrown away because, well, you've done this, now that's acceptable, let's go do this, and that becomes successful. you know, you just you're allowing it to take over your moral thought as you go into these things and keep allowing them. We went to last year's with Madonna and her Roman program, which was very much asking us to come back to the Roman Empire way, the Roman Empire. And then this year we're having this time of blackness and fire, and the theme is civil war. What people aren't seeing is that they're moving towards civil war, and it was very interesting, all the activities in the nation, that they're coming against the people. They're coming against their guns, or like the man was saying, the guns. They're coming against them. Where this is something that should be normal, and yet we're trying to demonize these things, and we're trying to patronize these evil things. So, we're just dumbing down our people instead of looking at moral values and caring about one another. You shouldn't have to worry about your neighbor. Now you don't trust your neighbor. I think you understand that quite well.
Yes, I think that's absolutely true. And it used to be certainly that there was a camaraderie among the American people. I can remember when I first went into medical practice, I used to fly all over, and you sat down in an airplane, you'd immediately begin talking to the people who were there with you, next to you, and it just doesn't happen. There's no that feeling of warmth towards strangers. Suddenly, at least, does not exist the way that it used to in the past. They've been able to change the attitude of the American people. Now, of course, we still have a number of wonderful people. We have a number of wonderful Christians in America. But the tragedy is that they're undermining, they're doing everything they can to destroy the moral and religious foundation of this nation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. Like to know what you think about what's going on, and you go right ahead, Floyd.
There was something that I'd like to point out is when you're talking about, the world government kind of people and so on, the activities that affect us. One of the things in this idol worshiping, this occultic worshiping, that I think we miss is like, for example, the world financial system is really London. And when you go to London, everywhere you look, there's dragons on every building. They have dragons on the gates, the entrance to the city, on the seal of the city. And then you also have, which is the strangest thing I think you could possibly have, is on the church, in one of the churches in that city, there's a dragon weather vane on top of the church. This is corroding our... when you give the devil, that's putting idols of the devil, the dragon representing the devil, you're putting that on these locations. You're empowering the devil. It does something when you allow these things to happen. When we allow the music that's coming into America to happen, it's a terrible thing. There was an interesting event that happened in April 7, 2010. We prayed for a young lady. Prayed for this family and asked the Lord to give this lady, this young girl, a very important vision. I had no idea what God was going to do, but I felt urged to do that. And the very interesting thing was, she had this vision, and she saw this, and she was driving in a car in a vision, and God was, what was playing was this Lady Gaga music, this very much, you can only say it's a cult, I would believe. And so, when she was hearing this music, then God showed her step by step, and I've written a book about that and put it out there for people. It's free. But the thing was explaining all the activities that was in there. And the end result was you go from hearing this music, and she was seeing all of her friends not getting the message and ending up, and God was sending them into the black hole. And it was, this is what happens when we don't follow the Lord or pay attention to what starts off what seems innocent. We go and we want to hear this music, we want to put ourselves in this position, but we're not paying attention to what they're doing. And the activities of a cult that they're doing is affecting us. And little by little, the structure of morality stops down. And you have to think about it. These were parents. How many parents brought children? And these are being allowed, and they're excited to see these things, it seems like. And, we just look at the amount of people that turn in just for the halftime show. And the halftime show, for example, very interesting, the timing was the number 13, which In numerology, that is a number that people think, well, that's the devil's number. Well, it really isn't. It's a number of, in the Bible, it's a number for love. But it's the choice of love. Do you want to do the works of God, that the love of good, do the good for your neighbor? Or do you want to follow the way of Satan? And Satan's way always gives separation and destruction. And so it's really a two items. And it's interesting also that they chose that in the second half, the when that blackout came, the clock was 1322. So it was that number for that. And the other part, 22, represents the number of the key to his way. So it's the key of, do you want to follow Satan's ways or do you want to follow God's ways? Do you want to live in righteousness and good for each other, or do you want to follow the devil? It's a decision-making process.
I think you're absolutely right. You know, one of the things you were talking about, architecture, we have a 3-DVD set. It's called The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, but you can get simply the second of that, and I believe it's called The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And what most people don't understand is that Washington, D.C. was laid out with occultic lines, occultic foundation. If you go into Washington, D.C. and you know where to look, you'll see all sort of occult symbols and occult statues, and you'll see certainly the triangles and the circles and all of these things that are there intentionally. And the average individual could go right by it unless they understood that the people who laid out Washington, D.C., some of them, of course, were wonderful Christians, but there were occultists there, and they were very, very intent upon distorting the reality of this country because they realized, because America, founded initially by Christians, would one day be utilized to bring about this one world government. And of course, they had to conceal everything. Everything had to be done secretly. And that's why, of course, the emblem on the back of the Great Seal of the United States, the pyramid kept by the All-Seeing Eye, was on the back of the Great Seal. And nobody saw it from the time it was placed there in about 1791 up until 1935, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt took that occult emblem off the back of the Great Seal of the United States and put it on the back of the dollar bill. But you'll see that same emblem certainly on the roof of the Supreme Court building in Jerusalem. You'll see it on the house of the temple in Washington, D.C., multiple places. That same emblem you'll find up on the internet, look it up, and you'll find that this is the emblem of the ancient secret societies that's been around for thousands of years. So what's it doing, certainly, in Washington, D.C.? What is it doing on the back of the dollar bill? The average individual has no idea, and some people will even tell you that it has to do with honoring America, or it's a religious symbol. It is a religious symbol, ladies and gentlemen, but not the religion of our fathers. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Floyd.
You're absolutely right. The one and shocking one is when you go to the Supreme Court in Israel and see these things. You wouldn't expect it. And they're in front of us in Washington, the layout of the owl and all these things that they do. These things empower. They wouldn't design it and put it in if it wasn't doing something.
Absolutely. Let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Washington State. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, sir. Our country isn't doing so well. I think they have switched our High Holy Day from Christmas to Super Bowl Sunday with bread and circuses in the streets. I read a little. I didn't watch it. I'm kind of a football fan, but I didn't watch it just because of some of the decadence in the halftime ceremony and entertainment and some of the commercials, how despicable they have to outdo one another and get more vulgar all the time. But I read an article that said how much more sophisticated the Super Bowl is when it first started. The first Super Bowl game, I think it was against the Green Bay Packers versus the Kansas City Chiefs, and they halftime entertainment with some high school and college marching bands, probably some of the best bands around, and they probably practiced for weeks to do it. But it's so much better today. You've got Madonna and all that. I thought, boy, their taste is absolutely despicable. So they're not going to form my taste at all. And I think of Ephesians 5:11 through 11 and 12, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. In Psalm 1:1, blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. And unfortunately, people are walking in the counsel of the ungodly. And I think of all the churches that have Super Bowl parties, and they sit around with their youth groups and watch the Super Bowl. And that's really frightening as well.
I agree with you totally. I mean, basically, of course, what we should do is simply turn off the halftime entertainment. But then I watch it because I want to know what the enemy is doing. That's my job. But certainly from a point of view of others, I don't think we should do that. And I think we should certainly write to the advertisers and tell them how displeased we are with this quality of entertainment. It's obviously that people have infiltrated the hierarchy of organized football to get this sort of entertainment in there. And if they knew that people were simply incensed by it or were simply not going to watch the Super Bowl at all, why they would change it and change it very quickly. Anything else, Ron?
Well, I think it's another manifestation of corporatism, and the evils that the corporate elite are foisting upon us, because these corporate people own all our professional sports franchises.
Floyd, what would your response be to what Ron is saying?
He's right. I mean, I like the scriptures he pointed out, and I'd like to add one to that. There was one in Ezekiel 14. He's talking about idols. And what they don't understand, and parents, I don't understand this. It's like preachers, I don't understand why you'd open up your church or even the added building for Super Bowl activities when they become so pagan. But because there's penalty involved. When you go to Ezekiel 14:4, the Lord is telling them he's going to answer those who come with the idol worship. I mean, when you put these things into your heart, they are called the idols, all these activities, they're in there, and even if you're walking blindly, you're allowing it to be there. But when you start celebrating these things and bring it into the church, it's really sad, because the Lord is saying that he says, I will answer him who comes according to the multitudes of his idols. And, you know, God's saying, you can't do this. You're going to be responsible for all this that you've allowed in your heart. And we, you know, we need a revival in this country. Without God, we have no hope. Right now, we don't get a revival on it.
You're absolutely right. I certainly have said so many times, and I believe it with all my heart, that if we do not have a revival in America, then America as we've known it will cease to exist, and this is not at some distance. Attack. You really need to look into the background of the threat of an EMP attack, because it doesn't make any sense that we have not made preparations to protect America. It is totally illogical. Certainly, the people within the government have voted to actually go ahead and appropriate the money. So that we could protect America, it would be rather inexpensive. And yet we're not doing it. And you have to ask yourself, why aren't we doing it? It costs $1 billion a year, maybe $1 billion a year for 10 years. Had they started, certainly in 2000, when it became aware, that was very obvious. There was a threat of an EMP attack with the destruction of the majority of our population. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to get the material we have. Certainly if you get either the 4-CD set or the DVD, ask for the Heritage Commission report. It's written by a couple of PhDs, and they will tell you what everybody else will tell you. And that is within 6 to 12 months of an EMP attack, we could lose as many as 90% of our population. We could lose as many as 90% of our population, and America would be plunged into chaos. And so the question is, why aren't we trying to stop it? Or is there another force here? Is this perhaps how God is going to bring his judgment on America? Anyway, Chris, the DVD, or certainly the book, or the 4-CD set, are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for our leaders, pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Let us all be grateful. We raise our voices. from the mountain to the prairie.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is February 20. It is Wednesday, 2013. The world is changing. We all know that. It's changing very fast now. We're going to talk in terms of putting it all together with Al CIADA, the database, if you know what I'm talking about, and the coming chaos, which appears to be looming faster in front of our faces than we would have ever imagined. But there is another problem in this country that's even worse. And, well, I can't say worse, but the offshore outsourcing of American jobs, which is a greater threat than terrorism. We're going to be looking at the fact that Mr. Brennan, who, of course, is the nominee for the director of Central Intelligence Agency, if you can imagine this, has not ruled out terrorism.